In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor John Fallahy, as he shares the truth for the day.
Hi, this is Pastor John, discipleship pastor of Brookside Baptist Church, and we're in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and we have a special guest in our studio, Killick Aristide.
Good morning.
Welcome. And we are thrilled to have you. We've already talked a little bit about how the Lord brought about the circumstances that led you back to your homeland. You're Haitian,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
You came to America. You got the job. You were living the American dream. And your wife went back after the significant earthquake, saw the need to serve the gospel and the kingdom out there. She comes back and she says, we got to do this. And you say,
no.
Oh, no, Killick. You said no to the Lord and your wife.
I'm so sorry. I'm ashamed of that no.
But that's the process, isn't it? The Lord sometimes starts off with a no, just like Moses said no, and he had his excuses. So then over several years, your wife went back again. And the second time she went back, 2 years later, about 2017, she comes back with stories and pictures, excitement, and she says, we got to do this. And your response is?
I am so glad he didn't leave me to my own device. But I said yes to the Lord, and then I went in 2018.
So it took a few years, but the Lord wooed you. And so now you are making plans. And you are getting prepared. In fact, I think the shipping container is pretty much ready to go.
Yes.
So you're going to start this ministry when?
We're going to start it in the first week of December this year.
Wow. So we're really catching you literally before you leave. We're like one of your last stops, I think.
Yes, it is. In fact, when Pastor Fleming contacted me, he said, they give the date. And we said, we are not going to be here because we are planning on being in Haiti in September. And then we found out that my pastor said, well, I have to get you ordained. And he said, well, we cannot gather an ordination panel in a short time. I have to send letters. So they find out that they will do the ordination panel on November 13th. So that means we would be here for the mission conference. And I called Pastor Fleming and I told them, yes, we're going to be here. So we came.
So all things work together for God's glory and your good, right?
Amen. Yes.
So let me ask you some questions. What fears have you had to face and overcome in God's calling to you to go to Haiti?
Fears. Haiti is the land of voodoo. I grew up in a neighborhood where the voodoo priest was everything. He had all the women that he wanted. He coerced people into paying him money. And I feared that. When I was growing up, I had the fear of death because I see people around me, family members, extended family members and friends die of mysterious causes. Someone told me, well, there is a spell on your family. You will die the same way those people die. And then missionaries came to my village from Anderson, Indiana, and they preached the gospel. And I was exposed to the gospel then. So I waited some time to check it out. And I finally, in high school, I received Jesus as my Savior. And that fear of death was gone. But to go back to Haiti and take my kids to Haiti and live in Haiti, I didn't want to do that.
Because it's a dark place.
It is.
And behind voodoo is Satan himself. It's a very spiritually dark.
Pastor John, there is a syncretism between voodoo and the Catholic Church. These are the two main religions in Haiti. And I didn't want to take my family back there.
And that's a pretty good reason. Why would someone want to take their family into a dark, spiritually dark and dangerous place? And so this is why the Lord had to take some time to work you through this process. Because the truth is, and I think you agree with this, Killick, that the safest place is where?
In the midst of God's will.
Yeah, exactly. So facing your fears, you have. And now you're overcoming those with the Lord's help to go back. And now you're going to be that light. And with the Vacation Bible Schools and the other ministry, you're going to bring the gospel to the very people in the situation that you are in.
And you know, Pastor, most everybody that God called, he made sure he told them, I will be with you. Mm. I will be with you. Jesus told his disciples, I will be with you. So we know Jesus is with us. We know the God, the Holy Spirit, is with us. So we don't need to fear.
So perfect love casts out fear. Let me ask you this. What has been the most significant spiritual lesson that the Lord has taught you on this journey so far?
There are many of them. Let me just pick one. We were about to start, and we ran into pastors, calling churches to set up meetings, and it was not going well. I was feeling discouragement. And then my wife had this revelation from the Lord that He will be with us. He promised to be with us. So she encouraged me. So I keep calling. I keep sending email. And all of a sudden, churches started to open. I didn't go to seminary just like other missionaries where they have a network. They have people they can call that went to school with them. I was in sales. But the Lord showed me that He has a network. So when I call a pastor and they say no or they don't answer, that used to intimidate me. That used to scare me, but not anymore. Because the Lord made me see that He has those churches. He has those pastors. He has those people that will support our ministry. So we were coming to North Dakota. And in North Dakota, we were praying for a 40-foot container. And after that meeting, someone came to me and said, "Brother, where do you want me to ship you a brand new 40-foot container?" And I am like, you remember Woda? They were praying for Peter to be released. And then there was a knock on the door. And then she came and opened the door and saw that was Peter. She slammed the door in his face.
Yeah, Rhoda.
And told the company, praying, "Peter is at the door." They said, "You're out of your mind." This missionary was like Woda when that man told me, "Where do you want me to ship your container?" I'm praying for a container. The Lord has it. And I think He is joking. But He wasn't joking.
So I'm hearing really two significant lessons. Number one is that you need to pray first before you effort yourself.
Amen.
And number two, you have to be alert when the prayer is answered.
Amen.
All right. Let me ask you another question. What advice would you give someone who is interested in missions?
You are, again, answering the call that God has for every believer. So do not hesitate. You know, talk to missionaries. Talk to your pastors. Talk to people around you who are serving, that people who can recognize that in you, the calling of God on your life, and pray. And say, "Here I am, Lord. Send me," you know, and then pray for the connection to come.
So what I'm hearing is, if you have these desires or these thoughts, get them out. Talk to someone. Go to a missions conference.
Yes.
Talk to the missionaries that come through. Even email them if you need to.
Right.
And pray, pray, pray.
Yes.
And then begin to examine your own life. I'm sure there's a process in which you have to say, "Okay, Lord, what are areas that I need to grow in?" I think one of the best places, I think you agree with this, is you need to be evangelizing right now.
Yes.
Because before you ever go to the field,
yes,
you need to be doing that now.
And most pastors, Pastor, and you know that, most pastors, before they can say, "Okay, well, I'm going to support you to go there," they want to know if you could serve in the church where you are.
Right.
You know?
They need to see if the gifts are there,
yes,
and they need to see if God's hand is upon you. You know, that's such a great reminder. In other words, don't just have a feeling that I want to be a missionary. Take some tangible steps. And that's how you walk in faith, one step at a time.
And take some short mission trips, you know, with your church to other missionaries to visit where they are and what they face and where the Lord wants you, to find out where the Lord wants you. Yes.
Yeah, I think God puts that desire in all the hearts. And a love for the lost can be local and it can be international. And who knows, the calling for everyone is unique and particular, just as it was in your particular situation. It was to take you back to your homeland.
Yes, sir.
And therefore, don't look at others, so to speak, and say, "Well, that's what they did." Ask God what He wants to do for you in your life.
Exactly. That's key.
Yeah. And so it sounds like you had some prayer partners along the way, people praying for you. And giving you some help?
Yes, we did. We have people in our church that recognize that there is something in this couple that the Lord will use in Haiti. You know, we are not superheroes. We are regular people. I am a regular guy who came to pursue the American dream. But people have recognized that there is something in him. The Lord can use him. From pastors who look at me square in the eye and say, you're wasting your time here. You're wasting your time here. Money is not everything. Souls are on the line.
What a great reminder, Killick, of something that we lose sight of all too often. We look at the material and the temporal, the here and the now, and we put that on the altar for what is eternal and everlasting. And that is that's something that ultimately every person needs to ask that question. What am I doing right now for the kingdom?
Yes.
And that's a question that we must ask every single day when we get out of bed. How can this day, Lord, be dedicated for you and your mission with the time, talents, treasures that I have?
Yes.
Now, you've done Bible VBS. You have evangelized, knocking on doors. How do you share the gospel with a complete stranger? Because many of us who are listening, we bump into people all the time, and we sometimes are a little fearful, a little discouraged, not sure how to break the ice. How do you break the ice in sharing the gospel?
There are many ways. For me, either it's 30,000 feet, you know, flying, or on a tennis court, or fishing, or at Walmart. One way to break the ice that has worked for me is to introduce myself. Hey, I am, this is who I am. And you can use the weather, you can use the day. Let me tell you how I broke it in a courtroom where I was translating for a young man from Africa. He needed an interpreter, so I went. And he was looking at his phone. He was looking at dead people that a gorilla killed, people killed with guns. And I said, you know why this is happening? He said, no, I don't. I told him, exactly the same thing is happening in Haiti. You know why? Because of sin. Because of sin. We are sinners, and we kill each other. And it happens everywhere. And he said, so what's the solution? And like you told me the other day, always bring the conversation around Jesus, on Jesus, what he did for us on the cross to reconcile us sinners with Holy Father.
What a great reminder, Killick. Our time is up, believe it or not. And it's a great way to end that as we walk and we meet people, that our mind is on Christ, and that as we listen, we guide those conversations back to the cross and the person and work of Christ. Well, it's truly been a pleasure, Aristide. And I want to thank you personally. I pray that as you make this journey to Haiti, which is not too long from here, this is, if I had to put on the calendar, December of 2021.
Yes.
That the Lord would bless you, your wife.
Thank you.
Your son's going to be staying stateside to go to college.
He's coming for this last year. He's doing 12th grade. He comes back at the fall of 2022 to go to college.
Wow. Well, he'll get a little bit of taste, but then you're going to lose him for a little bit.
Yes.
Well, Lord's blessing upon you. Thank you, Killick, for your sweet spirit and your desire to do something that's so important, and that is serve the Lord, loving your own people, by going back with the greatest gift, the gift of the gospel.
Thank you very much, Pastor John. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And to learn more, visit TheAristides.org. That's TheAristides.org.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program or have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.